week we're going to Gemara Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. Let's review again a little bit because we have to continue. We have a concept of a Gavra Ketiva. The Hargis HaTrefa, if a person is a Trefa and somebody murders him, there is no Einish Misa because it's considered that one killed a Gavra Ketiva. The Gemara previously had quoted the Machlokes HaTanaim between Rabbi Yehuda ben Hizkia and Chacham, what's the din if one person shoots a victim and then another person shoots him and he dies earlier than he would have otherwise died. So the Tanoim had a machlokes, but the second one is the first one is not. We have a concept of a Gavra Ketiva. The Hargis HaTrefa, if a person is a Trefa and somebody murders him, there is no Einish Misa because it's considered that one killed a Gavra Ketiva. The Gemara previously had quoted the Machlokes HaTanaim between Rabbi Yehuda ben Hizkia and Chacham, what's the din if one person shoots a victim and then another person shoots him and he dies earlier than he would have otherwise died. So the Tanoim had a Machlokes, but the second one is Chai. The first one is not Chai Nisa because the second one was Kiryas Misa, but the second one is Chai Nisa. Now what's the Machlokes? Whether if you kill a Geisit Bidei Adam, whether you chayv him, if you kill a geisus b'day shemayim, a person is old and sick and is holding by ksisa, and somebody kills him, so a geisus is kachay l'chom vach, or a geisus is chayv nisa, even though he only has a minute left to go, that's also called ritziha. But if you kill a geisus b'day adam, that's the machloikus satanai. So the Gemara says, hakom loidim, harbis atreif v'shuhu potter, because he's the gavrik thief. Okay, so then the Gemara continues, just like a harbis atreifo, if I kill a person who is a traitor, what's the definition of traitor? So we mentioned last week that's a major machlokes of Rishonim. The Shittim Kubetzis and Baba Kama Adav Chobov said that it's to be determined in accordance with Masechet Kuvot, based on what's called a traitor by the Behemoth, the same thing a traitor by Adam. And the Rambam writes explicitly that it's not so. That all those rules and regulations of which sicknesses make the animal into a traitor, that you're not allowed to eat it. So there, the Rambam writes in Ilchos Macholos Asur, in Ilchos Shchita, he writes that you ignore what the doctors have to say, whether the doctors think the animal is healthy, not healthy, you're going to live, not going to live, doesn't matter. But when they get to Ilchos Ritzeah, when the Rambam calls this thing, Hargis HaTrefa is Potter, there he says, what's the definition of Trefa? If the doctors determine that this person is not going to live more than 12 months. That's the definition of a Trefa. So that was the question. So let every Gersis be a Trefa. Gersis means a person is not holding by God, that the process of death has already begun. So that's the problem exactly. We're not sure exactly how to define treifa according to the Rambam. According to the Shittim Kopetzis, do you understand? According to the Rambam, we're not sure. So again, so the Gemara says if one kills a treifa, Hargis HaTrefa is potter, because he's a Gavra Ketiva. We mentioned last week, Misha Nigman Dino Lavitsa, if a person has a Gemara Dino Misa, so there was a Gemara earlier on that line, based on, I think, where the Gemara said that he's also considered a Gavra Ketiva, and therefore you're not permitted to be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. So should you say this name regarding a Trefa? If that person has a condition, and his doctor says he's going to die within 12 months, and it corresponds to Yeridea, who could Trefa, Mechal Adea, the person is a Trefa, Ben Shitas Rambam, Ben Shitas Ashitim Kugetsis, he's a Trefa. And then he takes sick on Shabbos, and he has another couple of months to live. So you say, because he's the Gavra Ketiva, and a Hargain and Eragol, if someone kills him, so you're not Chai Misa, so you're going to say that the Koach Nefesh is not Deich Shabbos, like by a Gavra Ketiva, Mishinig Madin, or Misa. So that's a Machlok Yisach Reinen. And Rav Chaim Oiz and Achiyah, the Paskin is the way we all know it. We rush the person to the hospital on Shabbos also. In other words, just because two people are Gavra Ketiva, doesn't mean that they're going. And just because Gavra Ketiva, the status of Gavra Ketiva by both Mishinik Madino Manisa and the Trefa leads you to believe that a Horgain and Meragola, if someone kills him, you're not Chai Mitam or Tseach. But the second step that appears on Rafayim Beit and they said, you're not allowed to be Mahal Shachs to extend the person's life, that does not carry over to the other Gavra Ketiva. But it doesn't carry over to the Trefa, even though he's also a Gavra Ketiva, and they share the first din in common, they don't share the second din in common. Okay, so that's what we discussed first. So then Gemara has another step. Omar Rava, Hargis HaTrefa Potter, because he's a Gavra Ketiva. And then a Trefa Shaharak, Shaloi Bifnei Bezdin Potter. A Trefa who murdered someone else. Why is he Potter? Because he killed a person who was not a Gavra Ketiva, he killed a healthy person. So the Gemara explains why. Because when somebody is Hargis Bifnei Bezdin Then we have the, we apply the klaloi to shmigdor lemirios, v'ifruhu bayom, if the bezin of 23 are watching in the daytime, so there's a real bezin, so there's no need to have Kabbalah status. But if Rahu balaylo, if there were not 23 dayonim smuchim sitting around watching this murder, the act of murder, so then you have to have Edus, and Edus has the klal Edus, yachal azima, is not kosher l'Edus. So here, atrefa shaharag, shaloi bifnei bezin, so who can possibly testify? Whoever is going to testify, if you'll be mazim them, and it'll turn out that they gave Edus sheker, it's not true, he won't be able to punish them, because they were attempting to kill a gavrik tila. Because they were attempting to kill a gavrik. If the Aden were testifying against the traitor, so if it's true that he did the Aveir Chil Shabbos Bala, and she sees Shabbat Aveir Zon, the gavrik, whatever he did, so okay, so give the traitor an Einish Misa. But if you'll be mazim the Aden, it'll come out that they were attempting to kill him then. When they call the Kohen traitor, attempted to kill a gavrik tila. If they kill a gavrik tila, they're not chai. So if they attempted to kill a gavrik tila, they're not chai. So the Gemara says, the Meila, treif, shahara, is by definition always going to be Eidu she'iyat b'yachal azim. Why did, that's what we learned last week. But the Saharik bifnei bez, and the treif Saharik bifnei bez, and then the halacha says, v'teshnir g'day l'miriyah, you don't require Kabbalah Eidus. The Riyad Bezdan can substitute for the Eidus. This bezin is better than the Eidus, so then the bezin will administer an Einish Misa. So you see, from the whole discussion in the Gemara, the whole gist of the sugya, that you don't, why not say a simple svar? If the fellow is a gavrik tila, a treifa shaharan, if he's a gavrik tila, so what shach to say we're going to administer this bezin? He's already a gavrik tila. Even if we're going to give him a tila straight to Eric Hennig, it's like taking a dead body and throwing stones at him, like taking a dead person and choking him. If you already consider him a gavrik tila, so the answer is no. You see from the Gemara that we don't consider him a gavrik tila the whole din atar. The Gemara said, let's say, habo aleishes ish, and one of them is a treifel, and one of them is a nigma dina lemisa. The Gemara says it's a gavrik tila, so it's not called a gili arai, it's just like having tashmish with a dead body. So the Gemara says no, you don't say like that. Mao the tema, that's on the third white line and the fourth white line on ayin ches menal. One might have said, Lehevik Madim Shamish Mei is the lifter. It's only called an Avera of Gilead Arise if they're both the Zoch and the Keba, both living. But if one of them is dead, that's not an Avera of Gilead Arise. Kamashmalah, Nishumah, no, who will his name? No, what's the Kamashmalah? That if Gavrik Tila is not considered dead, Lacholdin Atar. Very few dinim, less than a handful of dinim, less than five dinim that we say, Mishanik Madin Halamisa, a trade was considered a Gavrik Tila. One din a Horvain and Narago. Sometimes the din is that pikuach nefesh is not doich, and that requires very few halachas. So this is not one halachas. Apparently, over here also, why not say the gavrik tila? So it's not shach to administer nisim's bezmus. You see, anymore, you don't say like that. It is shach to administer nisim's bezmus v'cheret so far. More may or may not back out in another 10 lines, but so far the gist of the sugya is that it is shach to administer nisim's bezmus. It's just a promise. Eidus she'iyat b'yachal azim. But then the Gemara has a further discussion. What's the din of a shor treifa shaharag? What's the din of a shor shel adam treifa shaharag? A shor shaharag is adam is the original sharaniska. Shor shaharag is adam, he gets skill, sharaniska. So what if the shor is a treifa? If you have an adam who is a treifa and he kills someone else, then he cannot administer Misa's Bezin. Why not? Because it's Eidu Shi'iyat Yochel Azim. Because if the Eidim would have killed him, they would have not been Chayv. So if the Eidim just attempted to kill him, they attempted to kill a person, then if they would have killed him, they wouldn't have been Chayv Misa's Bezin. For attempted killing, for sure there's no Einish Misa. But that whole explanation can't apply, that explanation, Eidu Shi'iyat Yochel Azim, that doesn't apply to a short treifa. What's it mean if the shor is a treifa? And the Bezin will administer Misa's Bezin. And then you'll be Mazin the Eidim. Mazin the Eidim. So what do they try to do? They get Misa? They don't get Misa. They pay for the Hefzid Asher. The Asher is worth $1,000. So it's Kashazam, Lassazam. They were trying to give Skilu to be Mapsid the Balabas. Asher, you don't say since they... Vasisma Kashazam, Lassas La'ochi. You only give Kashazam what he attempted to do to another Yiddish person. But he attempted to cause suffering to the Asher. You don't say, all right, he tried to give skila to the shor, so we give him skila. That's not the yachid. You only give, he tried to be mafsid mamon to the bala shor. The shor is worth $1,000, he's going to give skila. He's going to be asa ba'ana, he's going to lose $1,000 worth of the name. So So you say, Rashi is like Hashram Lach Liachim, you make him pay. That's what Taisa says on the last two lines on the dot. That by Shor, if the Shor is a Trefa, Lo Shayach, you cannot say that it's a Mashiach Yachal Azimah. No. Vim Hu's Mo'ed, Misham Ben Shor Trefa, Labat, they'll pay how much the Shor was worth. Shor Trefa is not worth the same amount as a Shor Kosher. So you'll pay how much the Shor Trefa is worth. So the Svarah, the explanation, the reasoning, has no application by a short trefa shahara. It certainly has no application by a short shell adam trefa shahara. The Baal HaShor is an adam trefa. So what Shach to say over there? Eidish Yi Yatiyachal Azimah has no application at all. Nonetheless, that's what the Gemara develops. The Gemara says, Shor shell adam trefa shahara, patur, my time off. That's about 10 lines from the bottom of the daf. The Rabbi has a machlekes with Rabashi. The Rabbi says, Shor treifa shaharag, if the Shor himself is a treifa and he kills an Adam, you do give the Shor skila. But if the Bala Shor is a treifa, then you don't give the Shor skila. What's that? If the Bala Shor is a treifa? My time of what the Bala Shor makes the place of Rabbi. I'm a Rabbi. I show you talking about Gambol of Yumas. It's a Xeris HaKasav. The only time you give skila to the Shor is the Gambol of Yumas. If it would have been possible to give Misu's Bezin to the Bala Shor. A little bit along the lines, not exactly. That's the next mandam is going to say, Kamita Baran Kafi Sashor. But he says a little differently. He says, Hashor Yisrokel, provided that the Baal HaShor is such a person to whom he could have administered Mises Bezin. Baal HaShor didn't do anything over here. He just didn't do anything. He was negligent. He allowed Hashor to run wild, to run loose, and go kill a person. But you don't give Einish Mises to the Baal HaShor, maybe you give Mises Bezin Shammai. But you don't give Mises Bezin. Nonetheless, since the Baal HaShor is an Adam Treifel, and you wouldn't be able to administer Mises Bezin to him. Why? Because of a reason, because of a side reason of Eidish Yad Yochel Azimah. So then you don't give the Eidish Mises to the Shofech, the Kvinibay Gambol of Yumas, Kvinibay Asher Yisrokel. Kalecha Dola Kvinibay Gambol of Yumas, if the mice of the Poel Mamish, you cannot administer Mises Bezin to the Baal HaShor, we're not holding by administering, because the Shor killed Fredek theoretically. If he would have done Abba Dizar, whatever, we would have given him Mises, but then you can give Skila to the Shor. And Rabashi disagrees with Rav, and he holds, not only do I agree with you if the Baal HaShor is a treifa, even if the Shor itself is a treifa, I also hold that the Shor doesn't get in his kilo. Why? I feel the Shor treifa, and I'm Shor Pato. My time came to the Baalim Havi Ptiri, that's Kimisa Baal HaKach Nisa Shor. Since if you would be judging the Baal HaShor, he would be a treifa. You would never be able to administer Mises Bezin to a person who is a traitor, because it's always going to be Eidish Yad Yochel Azimah. So too, if the Shor is a traitor, you also cannot administer Mises Bezin. Wait a minute. It doesn't make any sense. If the whole reason is because Eidish Yad Yochel Azimah, what we learned so far, what Shaykhs does it have? How can you say, Kamisa Baran Kach Nisa Shor? Let's take a little bit, take a look in the bottom text. Text is here in comment. How can it be a Machloikis Rovet and Ravashi? Ravashi, they both agree that if the Baal HaShor is a treifa, then you don't give Mises Bezin to the Shor. Because of the drasha, Shor Yisrokel provided the Gambol of Yumas. If the Baal HaShor is such a person who can sometimes suffer an Eidish Mises Bezin, then you give, okay, that they both agree. And the Machlokes Rav and Ravashi is the Yidarshin, Kamisa Baal HaKach Nisa Shor, just like if the Baalim is a treifa, you don't give the Baalim Misa. So if the Shor is a treifa, you shouldn't give the Shor Misa. Frektes Akasha. Everybody knows we darshan kamisa bala kach misa shor. Everybody knows that. We had that, no, on the first dot. Didn't we have on the first dot? That the shor on this gal, in order to determine whether the shor is chayv skila or not, you need a bezin of 23. It's not sufficient with a bezin of 3. Why? What's been in the bushes? And the answer is, yeah, kamisa bala kach misa shor. And then there's a gemara in Bava Kama, also Taisus quote. The last Taisus on Amar Aleph quote. There is a gemara in Bava Kama, that's talking about the machlech, the Shimon and the Rabbanim. The Rav Shimon and Rabbanim, that's the next Mishnah. And Ayin Ches Amid Beis. The bottom four lines on that Ayin Ches Amid Beis, the Mishnah says, Niskaven, this Mishnah is talking about Hilchas Retzeach. We did Skilo Sreifa, and now we're doing Saif. Saif is the third. Skilo, going down in descending order. Skila is the most common Sreifa is next, then Saif is the next, and Chenik is the lowest. Skila, Sreifa, Herod, Chenik. So Saif is the next to the... He's dead anyway. Bottom line is that he's going to be dead. But in the Madregas of Mises Bezin, that's the third from the top. So So who gets daif? There are only two people who get daif. They're Retzeach and Anshei Eini Dachas. So that's the whole story. And the Mishnah is, the Mishnah mentioned, Retzeach and Anshei Eini Dachas gets daif. That's the line above on the base. And then they're going into the details. The Retzeach is still holding in the middle of the details of Hilchos Retzeach. So the Mishnah has the following. What if he's Miskaven Lach? What if he's Horegas HaPema? Horegas HaNochri? Horegas HaTrefo? He's not Chaydis. Horegas HaTrefo, we just said, a Gavet Tilo. Or he kills a kills a Nesol who's not a Bar Kayola. Horegas HaNesol is also a Gavet Tilo. He's not Chaydis. So what if he was Miskaven Horegas HaPema, the Horegas Odom? Miskaven Horegas HaAkul, the Horegas HaYisro? Miskaven Horegas HaNesol, the Horegas Bar Kayola? So the Mishnah says, also not Chayy. Also not Chayy. But you see from the Mishnah that Niskavim Harigazer, the Harigazer, would be Chayv. There are two people over there, there's Reuben and Shimon. So one is a good friend of his and one is an enemy of his. And he wants to shoot such things of the enemy. So, and he's not such a good shot, so he shoots the friend. And they warned him, don't shoot the gun, you may kill him, you may be Chayv. He says, I don't care. Give me this. And then he shoots and he shoots the wrong one. So he's Niskavim Harigazer, Yisrael, the Harigazer, Acher. What to do in such a case? But the Mashmois of the Mishnah is, that you're chayv, you don't even need a mashmois. The Mishnah says later, this kavala haragazeh v'haragazeh is chayv. And then the Mishnah ends off the last two lines of the Mishnah, the top of Ayin Chesem and Aluf, the last two lines of Shimon Oimer, for this kavala haragazeh v'haragazeh is also potter. Machlech Zab Shimon and the Rabbon. What's the din of this kavala haragazeh v'haragazeh? The Gemara asks about 10, 13 lines into the Gemara, where it says Dvarim Yutes and the Torah Or. So the Gemara asks, my time at the Reb Shimon, that's an Ayin Tesam and Aleph. Like two-thirds of the way down the dock, or three-fifths of the way down the dock. The Gemara asks, my time at Reb Shimon, has Reb Shimon no such a deal? The Skabal HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva. It sounds like I'm gunning out to kill the Afki Reuven. It's actually Skabin Lord. Skabal HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva HaHariz Eva. I, the Rabbanon. How did the Chachamim, the Reb Shimon, make a statement that Skavim Laharagas Eva Haragas Eva is Chayiv? They hold on in the Skavim Laharagas HaFema, it's HaAkum, it's HaNefo, so on. But the Skavim Laharagas Eva Haragas Eva is Chayiv. So what did they do with the puzzle? The Orav Lo, the Kama Lo, doesn't sound like Achi is Kavim Lo. Amr the Berab Yamim, no, it's a different thing. Pratlas are given the goal. What does it mean? There are 10 people standing around, and he throws in a rock, and he doesn't care who it kills. And they're eating with Nachum altogether, he doesn't care. And then it turns out that he killed the Yid. So the Pasuk says, V'arav lo, v'kam lo, v'achi is kavan lo, means only not is he attempting to kill Reuven, then he killed Shimon, but he attempted to kill a Bar Chiyuv, and he succeeded in killing a Bar Chiyuv. What do I care that he switched from Reuven to Shimon? The Rabbanon hold that Yechai. But the Rabbanon do pater in this case. There are 10 people standing around, and he shoots a bullet, but he throws a stone, attempting to kill one of them, and he doesn't care whom he kills. So since some of them are Nochrim, so the Gemara says he's going to be fucked. Greg the Gemara, Epidami, what's the case? If all Ben Ayin, so since Kavan Haragazel Haragazel, so the Chacham Hog Yuachai, he doesn't care who he kills. So that's even better, more than Kavan Haragazel Haragazel. He doesn't care whom he kills. Of course he's going to be fucked. So means some of them are Israelim, and some of them are nothing. So the Gemara Freire, Techidami, what's the case? If you should say, Dikatim Shekusim, the Echad Yisrael Ben Ehem, that the Roba Kusim, and one is the Yisrael. So I need a Pasuk to say that you're not Chayiv. When they warn him, when the Ehem warn him, don't shoot the bullet, or don't throw the rock, you're going to kill somebody. The Yavs are 9-1, they're going to kill an Akul. So the other 9-1 that is not going to be Chayiv Nisa. So that's not a good Hasro. The Shas Mais, when they gave the Hasro, the rove should indicate that the Hasro is not a good Hasro. The rove is that it's going to not going to be Chayiv Nisa. So this way, there will be Kusim Ninu. I should say on my own, on a posse, I should say on my own that it's not Chayiv Nisa because the Hasro was not a meaningful Hasro. Inami Palgo, what if it's 50-50? What if it's 5-7 or 5-Akum? So the Gemara says also, Sokhan the Farshish Lachal, it's a Sokhik Hasro. Hasro Sokhik. Sounds like it's not good. Paisis and Ksubis, there's the kash. Aswa Sofik is at the end of Makkah, the end of Chulin. It's a machlek that Yechon and Shlokish, but Aswa Sofik Shema Aswa Lav Shema Aswa. And we'd be really Paschal like Rav Yechon. Ram Paschal is like Rav Yechon, but Aswa Sofik is Shema Aswa. It is a good Aswa. So why did the Gemara say over here that Aswa Sofik Lav Shema Aswa? So it says it works on that kash. So that's a problem.
But why does it have to be an Aswa? It's just a Sofik.
Well, I'll explain in a minute. I'll explain in a minute what I'm talking. Yeah. I didn't explain it yet. Let's get to the punchline. What do you mean the post-it According to Rav Shimon, the pasuk says, "Va'arav loy, the kamalav, he's gunning out to kill this individual person." That emphasis is to teach us that this kavim laharav gizel, harav gizel is pasuk. But the Rambam holds kavim laharav gizel, harav gizel is chak. So, what is the emphasis in the pasuk? The pasuk means to say, if you have a goal, you have a group of people, 10 people, and 9 are Yisraelim, and 1 is an akum. So, at the time that they warn him, don't shoot a bullet at the other 9 to 1, you're going to kill an Israel. So even though the rule is that it's a good asur, it's going to kill Yisrael, since it's Kusi Echad, the name, Havala Kusi Kavua, the Kol Kavua can Maksa Maksa Dami. This pasuk is the marker of the institution of Kol Kavua. What says Kol Kavua? So the Gemara, the end of Yuma, and after Peidale, the Gemara says, if all the people are standing still, then you say that the Kusi Echad is Kavua. If all the 10 people are walking, the 90, so then there's not, then don't deal with Kavua. And you talk to Dugo Basra, you say the odds are 9 to 1 that he's going to kill a Yisrael. So it's a good Basra. Here is a Machlekes Rishonim. What happens? What's the case? That's the issue that you're raising. What's the maneuver over here? I would have thought, if not for the Pasad Rav Allah, to come Allah, I would have said Shah. I would have said that Allah should be Dugo Basra, the odds are 9 to 1 that he's killing a Yisrael, because only one Akum. So the Pasad tells me, since they're all standing still, and the Miut is standing still also. So I say, Kol Kavua, Kamakta, Makta Domin, I say, it's a Sotik. What do you mean, Yad's a 9 to 1? What's going on? So some Rishonim interpret Pshat in the Gemara. He shoots a bullet, and we see that someone is dead. I know he's dead, maybe he just fell down, maybe he's wounded. Let's say the 10 people are standing right next to the ocean. He shoots a bullet, and he falls over the ship, and he falls into the ocean. He's starving. No way that he's alive. So we know for sure that he killed one person. And then the boat goes off, and we never ascertain whether he succeeded in killing Yisrael or killing Yaakov. The Sam Rishonim say that that's the maneuver in the Gemara. I would have gone Basar right, since the odds are 9 to 1 that he's killing a Yisrael. So I would have given a 9-ish Misa. Even though I never ascertained, I ascertained that he killed somebody. But I never have the idea about Doris that he killed the Yisrael. It's just the odds are 9 to 1. It's a Rubid the Issa Kamon. Not a Rubid the Lexa Kamon. A Rubid the Issa Kamon. I have 10 people I know. For a fact, the 9 are Yisrael, and Maman is an Akum. So I would have given Oynish Misa based on a Rubid Issa Kamon. Kamashmal on the Pasuk that this is not treated as a Rubid Issa Kamon. Since everybody's standing still, I say, Kol Kavua, Kamaksa, Masa, Dami, I consider it as if it's a Sofik. So it's a Sofik if he succeeded in killing Yisrael or he killed an Akum. So since it's a Sofik, huh? Sofik, Lepasha, Slofa, you know from the Yitzhi, the that's how Rashi writes. Rashi in Ksuvas on Daf Tezvah, when the Gemara says Sofik Nefashos Lo'akpil, the Rashi says, Rashi writes like that, and the Rashban and Bava Basra and Cheskes Abatim also writes like that, that the Klal of Sofik Nefashos Lo'akpil is based on the Hitziloed, and the Tosis in the end, the last Daf, and the first Perek in Ksuvas, Daf Tezvah, I think. There's the fact, Akash, of why do you need a Pasuk, the Hitziloed, to tell you that Sofik Nefashos Lo'akpil? You would have thought on your own Sofik Nefashos Lo'achmer. Take the rice of the chumer, have a sofik, whether the name is Chai Nisus Belen, so let's give me some misofik. Really? Have a sofik, I have to shake a lulav in the nesrik. So shake the lulav in the nesrik. On the first day yontav, it's a sofik, the rice of the chumer should shake it. Have a sofik if I should administer Nisus Belen to the person. So he says, sofik, the partial sofik, you're killing me, sofik, that's ridiculous. So Tezvah says, why did Rashi and the Rashbam, why did they need a posig to indicate sofik, the partial sofik, it's sila ho'edah? It's common sense dictates like that. Maybe you're killing an innocent person. How can you kill me? So what do they need a pasuk to tzilu ha'edah? That's Rashi and the Rashbam right like that. But the Achrayim in Yeshivas, not Achrayim. In Yeshivas they say that the Vart is, based on the people that they say the Vart is that Sofik Nefashos Lo'akpil, if you're not sure whether the person is Chai Miso or not, it's not just that he's Potem in Miso and he's Sofik. No, he's Potem in Miso but Paras Vadai. The tzilu ha'edah tells you that there's a Vadai to it. My nafkimina, very kavakol, you're not going to kill him. What's the difference to Madreta, him to Madreta, him? Where the Sophic Nefashis Lachal is Pata from Misa Batara Sophic, or Sophic Nefashis Lachal is Pata from Misa Batara Zvada because of Yitzhi Lareda. So the nafkimina is the Kamalevi de Rabbine. The Supreme Gordon says that Kamalevi de Rabbine applies, even with Manazeh, even when Lamaisa, you don't give them your Yonish Misa, that's Tanga Bechiske, it happens to be in the top of my intention of faith. If a person did two pa'ulas simultaneously. He did Chil Shabbos, and he made a hezek at the same time. So you understand if you give him the Yoinish Mitzvah, then you don't make him pay the moment, that's the Pasuk in Chumash. says, if you kill the mother of the Uber, then you don't take the Mabel artist, because that's the original Mokar of Kamla Vidirabinet. But what happens if he doesn't get the Einish Misa of his man? You don't get an Einish Misa for doing any Aveir. No one's getting Einish Misa. He did the Aveir of the Shoikik, probably Hasra, or something like that. So that's Kamla Vidirabinet, that they still say Kamla Vidirabinet. What happens if the person doesn't get an Einish Misa and he's suffering? We're not sure whether to give him an Einish Misa. So, misafik, you don't give him the Einish Misa. So do you say you make him pay Mammon or not? Maybe he really is Chayv Misa, and maybe he's part of a Mammon. So he's Muchzik on his Mammon. The man who we're discussing whether we should give Misa or not, he's Muchzik on his Mammon. So you say, But the Tur, Rashi and the Rambam quote the Pasuk, Beitzilo Edo, so what they probably mean to say, what perhaps they mean to say is, can't say probably, perhaps what they're driving in is to say that suffering the Hashem's offer is a Ptur B'Taras Vadai. So once it's a Ptur B'Taras Vadai, so then it'll be Chayv to pay the Mammon. That's a Rabbi Hanna Basaman, is quoted in the Shiur Mabbalah Basaman, the Kodesh Shiur, that's a Rabbi Hanna Basaman. That's the Pshat. The only significance, only need for that Pasuk to tell you that suffering the Hashem's offer, Tosfos says on the last half in the first paragraph, I would know my own suffering the Hashem's offer. What do you need a Pasuk for? So it must be that passage is telling me that Solomon Pashwakal is a Ptur B'Taras Vadai. It has to do with the Sugya later. We will have to get to it about the Shoshin is Chayiv Misa, Shoshin is Sarah B'Shoar Macherim, that's an Ayin Tess on the base. We'll have to get there. There's more discussion based on it. If it's a Sufik, but it's Chayiv Misa, if he's Potter from Misa, he's Sufik. So if it's only a Sufik, maybe he is Chayiv Misa, maybe he's not. So on the moment there's a suffix. So you say, Hamoritz Machabel of Ram, you can't make him pay the moment, maybe he is Chayv Misa. But once you have a pasuk that says Vitzil Hoedah, whenever there's a suffix Misa, there's a Ptur B'Taras Vadai. A Ptur B'Taras Vadai, then there's room to argue. You can spill things like with Rabbi Hanna. There's room to argue and say that since the Ptur Misa is B'Taras Vadai, so then there will be a Chiyav Tashulman. The Talmud of Yechizkiel cannot apply it. Because it's Vadai not Chayv. It's Vadai not Chayv Nisa for doing such an act. Oh, so this is the Shaila. What's the case? What happened? From the beginning, we said, if it's Tisho Nachrin and one Yisrael, he said, why do I need a Pasuk to say that he's not Chayv Nisa? If you are of love, you become a love. Achis Kabin Lord, Patmuzar Kevin Legoff, he throws him, he shoots a bullet at one of 10 people, he doesn't know whom he's going to kill. So you're not Chayv Nisa. So Gemara said, what do you need a Pasuk for? The odds are 9-1. That he's killing an orphan. What do you mean the odds are 9-1? What does that mean? So Swami Shalim Lohem Shad, it's Machlok and Nami Shalim Ali. Swami Shalim Lohem Shad, we never find out whom he killed. There are 10 people on the boat, and one of them falls over into the ocean. We know he's gestorben, he's dead. And then the boat goes away. We never find out whom he succeeded in killing. And that's the whole Maduvra in the Gemara. And your assumption is that you follow, if the odds are 9-1 that he is Chayv Misa, 9 Yisrael and 1 Akum. So if not for this pasuk of Kol Kavua Kamal Sam Achadam, it would have said you give Oynish Misa based on a Ruben Risa Kamon. The odds are 9-1 that he killed a Yisrael. So the pasuk tells me the odds are not 9-1. Since everybody's standing still, they're not moving, so I say the Miut is Kavua has more Hashivas, so Kol Kavua Kamal Sam Achadam, I treat it as the odds are 5-5. It's not 9-1, it's 5-5. So it's like the Sufim Mephashis Lacha. I don't know if he killed the Yisrael or an Akum. And other Rishonim say, no, what are we talking about? The Rambam writes Mefurish this way. The Rambam writes, you cannot give an Einish Misa Bezen based on a Rubid to Yitzhak Kamon. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Isuri Bidyo. We must have discussed it already. I think we must have discussed it the first daf in Ben Sora Mora. And the Gemara said, when you go Basaroi, then Dina Nefashis, the Raivim was Masig on this Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Isuri Bidyo. The Rambam quotes a Mishnah. If you find a baby in the street, you don't know whether it's a Yiddish baby or a Goyish baby. You can't tell. So what's the din? So the Mishnah is saying, if it's in Yiddish, that's the left back from the first paragraph. So the most important Mishnah said, oops, what do I think? So the Mishnah says, if it's in the middle of Borough Park, in the middle of a flatbush, middle of Yiddish neighborhood, so you go past the Rabbi, you assume that it's a Jewish baby. If it's in the middle of Indiana, in the middle of Texas or something, or other parts of New York State. And then you go Basaroi, but the people who are able to give birth, the women who can possibly give birth in that area, so if the Rabbi the Noshim, Arius Lahalud, are Anachim, so you assume the babies are God. If the Rabbi Israelim, so you assume the babies are Israel. So then the Rambam writes, Yerayali, he's up to, in his opinion, this little baby, let's say, the Barakot, Flatbush. So someone adopts the baby, they raise the baby, so you do a bris with a bracha, you assume the buyer baby is Jewish, you don't have to do a geris, you suffix, you go basaroy, the right women are Yidden, you assume the babies are Yidden. There's a tergan, which I can make a figure like that, you don't know if it's a tetra. So you do a bris mila, and you send the kid to yeshiva, and he gets bar mitzvah, he gets married, and he gets smicha, he learns the yeshiva, everything. Everything is fine, the Rambam says. But if he gets married and his wife is Mizana, then he says we can't administer an Einish Mitzvah Bezin, because we always have in the back of our minds that doubt, maybe he's really a goy. So the Rambam says, how can you give, if he's a goy, then she's not an Einish Mitzvah. If a goy marries a Jewish woman, there's no thesis kedushin. So the Rambam says, you can't administer Mitzvah Bezin based on a Ruby de Yitzikamah. It's impossible. So the rabbi asks, what is he talking about? But the Gemara says, the fairy says, you do go bust the right, leave a Ruby de Yitzikamah. So that's what the Sotnes Paneah and others discussed. How did the Rambam understand the Gemara that he can come up with such an idea? But there is a whole group of Rishonim who think like the Rambam, that Ruba the Yisra Kamon is not sufficient to administer an Einish Mitzvah. So how do you read the Gemara here? The Gemara says on Daf Ayin Tes, if there are 10 people and nine are Yisrael, and one is an Ochri, and I shoot one of them and we never find out who I killed. So I would have said on my own that he gets an Einish Mitzvah Bezin, because the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael. And it's Einish Mitzvah Bezin. What do you mean? The odds are 9-1? It's a Ruba Dissa, come on, you give an Einish Mitzvah for that? How can it be? So they understood Pshat and the whole Gemara differently. No. There are 10 people, and he shoots one of them, and the odds are 9-1 that he's going to kill the Yid. And then later on, after he succeeds in killing somebody, we check and we find out that he really did kill a Yid. And that's not under doubt. That's the Vadois that he killed the Yisrael. But the question is, was it a Hasras Vada or was it a Hasras Sofi? So if it's the odds were 9-1 that he's going to kill a Yisrael, so you go Basarayf to label it as a Hasras Vada. But once you say that all 10 are standing still, nobody's walking, that's called Kavua. If the miyut is stationary, then it's called Kavua. So Kavua can machsa on machsa dummy. So then you say the odds are not 9-1 that he's going to kill Israel. It's a 50-50. If the odds are 5-5, that's the Xeris HaKosa. The odds are 50-50, whether he's going to kill Israel, kill an Achri. And so Asrofik is no good. And that's the problem. I'll say, what do you mean Asrofik is no good? But we pass from our Lachri, like Rabbi Yechanan, Machlech Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish, in the very end of Chulim, at the very end of Makkah, so it is repeated in both Masechtos, where the Hasra Sofik is Shema Hasra, Vashma Hasra. The din is like Rabbi Yechon, that Hasra Sofik is Shema Hasra. So why does it all of a sudden say over here that Kol Kavua Kamachsa Amachsa Dami, so therefore it's Hasra Sofik, so it's not good. What do you mean? But Hasra Sofik is good. So some Acharen wanted to say, the Peretz on the Rambam, to Nebi Yehuda, says it's Peretz. Nebi Yehuda has a mitshuva, so Shtikol Peretz. So he says, Ad kan la nechluku Rabbi Yechanan Meishlokish, and the end of Makkah, it's in the third parak in Makkah. The topic of the third parak in Makkah is Elohein Halokim. Who gets Malkus and who doesn't get Malkus? So Rabbi Yechanan Meishlokish happened to be talking about Asrah Sofik by Malkus. And the same thing, the sugi in the end of Shiloh HaKan, the last parak in Chulin, is also the same sugi that appears in Makkah. Shiloh HaKan is a Labanita Klesi. When does he get Malkus? When doesn't he? Sometimes Labanita Klesi, he do get Malkus. So Machlokes, when do you get Malkus? Is it for the Levit, Lakim, or Lakim? So the Gemara has there this Machlokes of Rechon Mishlokes by Malkus, but it has Rosh Alev Lash Masa. But by Nisa, there the Nadi Behuda says, no, there's no Machlokes by Nisa, everybody holds that Asra Sofek, is Shmo Hasra, is Lach Shmo Hasra. So then we understand how to read this Gemara. That's what the Nadi Behuda says. But that's the later Achrayim ask, that this is against the Gemara. The Gemara says the same, it says, the Yishu Hasra Sofek, the machlokes amaroyim, Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish, is really a machlokes hatanoim. Like, because there, the chosu, the hikos, the kilo zeh, the chosu, the kilo zeh, the Gemara has a case. A woman gets divorced from her husband, or the husband dies, whatever. Well, we have to bump him off. Then there wouldn't be anything that a makrof. Let's say the woman gets divorced from her husband, so she's not supposed to remarry for the first 3 months of hatchoneh. In case you'll have a child later on, we should know who the father of the child is, whether it's the first husband or the second husband. So once in a while, people violate Din Rabbanan. So the Mishnah is having in the middle of Yivamis, what's the Din The woman goes and she remarries, and she has a baby, and we have no way of telling. So make a blood test, make a stomach. Now you can't figure out based on DNA. So let's say in the days of the time, Haiman Amram had no way to figure out who the father of the baby is. So the suffix, which one is the father? So if he hits this man, there's a din of makor of the ima, it's chayim nisa. What if he hits this one? He's not chayim nisa because suffix nefashus lakal. If he beats up this one, suffix nefashus lakal. What if he beats up this one, this suffix father, and we say, don't beat him up, because if you beat him up and you beat him up, then mimon pshach, you're going to get nisa. He said, I'm not beating them both up then. He beats up one. And then later he's ready to beat up the other one. They say, don't beat him up, don't give him a makor, don't be moitzi dam. It's going to come out to be a vada gaber. Just beat up the other one. He says, I don't care. Says, hika zevachaz, and hika zev. A kilo zevachaz, and kilo zev. The kabbal of the imoi is kilo. So he curses with two fathers, shaloi bevasachas, bezeach hazeh. If he does bevasachas, it's a hasro vada. But if he does bezeach hazeh, so then the Gemara says hasro sofi. So it's a machlek is satanai, and the Gemara links it up with the machlek of Yechem Eshlokmish. The Gemara is the favorite. So the machlek is whether hasro sofi is a valid hasra or not, is not restricted, or not like the Nadi Bihudit. It's not limited only to the case of Malkus. The Machlekes is even by Nisot. The Machlekes of Lechem Eshlokish is which Tanat and Paskemon. Usually that's rare to have a Machlekes Amorayim and the same thing that the Machlekes Satan. Once in a while you have a Machlekes Amorayim, which Tanat should you Paskemon? So it's deferish that we Paskemon to Adirchanan, that Hasra Sofik, Shmoh Hasra, Dein the Nisot, Dein the Malkus. And what's the Gemara talking about over here? What does it mean? You cannot give, you can't say the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael, we would have given a Noinish Misa. No, you don't give, according to the Rambam, you don't give a Noinish Misa based on the Ruba de Issa Kamon. So it means that we ascertain later that he did kill the Yisrael. So what's the whole issue of 9-1 versus Kokov? So the answer is no, but Hasra, what is the Hasra, Hasra Sofei? What is the Hasra, Hasra Svada? So we would have said it's 9-1, the odds are 9-1 that he killed the Yisrael. So therefore it's Hasra Svada. So the Pasuk tells me the odds are not 9-1. Since the Nidot is standing still, everybody's standing still, Kokavu, Kamatsa, Matsa, Dami, so it's 50-50. So that's a Pella. And if it's Asro Sofik is no good, Asro Sofik is also good to give Nisi, even if it is 50-50. So that's what Taisus included Maklevet, to explain what's wrong with it's Asro Sofik. So this is the famous Machlekes Reb Shimon in the Chachamim. We have a pasuk. The pasuk sounds like the aura of loy v'komalot, that you only have a punishment for itzicha if it's premeditated murder and he's planning, gunning how to get this person b'miyuchin. So Shimon understands the kipshuto. If miskaven laharog ezev harog ezev, it's not chayv. The rabbanon disagree. There is no such din. They have a pasuk. They have a pasuk. Mark quotes the pasuk. We'll soon do in a minute. So the Rabban of Rav Shimon has a pasuk that indicates that Miskaven laharogez laharogez there is chayv nisa. So what do you do with this mashmores with the premeditated murder? Or of love gama? No, that goes on Zorik Adam Vigal. You have 10 people, 9 Israel, and 1 is an Akum. I would have thought that it's Asros Vadai based on the odds of 9-1. So the pasuk tells me, Kol Kavur Kamach Samach Sudam, it's not. It's a Pele, the Rami has the Kashin, the Chdusha Rani, and the Neitikerim on the Rami has the Kashin. The Raman pasuk is like Rav Shimon. That is kavein laharoges levaharoges is pasuk. So once you've already used up this pasuk, the arav loy the kama lo bachi is kavein loy. Kratman is kavein laharoges levaharoges is pasuk. So where do you know this within of kol kavur kamachta amachta zami? So you're going to say it's a chumer midirabbanan to say kol kavur kamachta amachta zami. Why did the chachamim never come up with such a din? We don't understand what we learn every day. When you learn the gemara ksubis, you learn every day. No one understands what this whole din of kol kavur is all about. Some rabbonim printed books to explain mathematically why it's correct. The pashtus is that it's some kind of zeris hakosim. We don't really understand. Well, how do you explain kol kavur kamach zeris hakosim? We don't really understand. So it's not a svara. It's not something that we would say on our own. Zeris hakosim. So what's zeris hakosim? Once you pass like Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon already used up the words of the pasuk or above the kamalala. Falcon's cotton lagers are hard as that. So how does Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, how do you know there's a din of kol kavur? According to the Rambam, how does the Rambam know that there's a din of kol kavur? He paskins both. He paskins Reb Shimon's din. The Rambam paskins like Reb Shimon. And he paskins like the Rabbana. So that's a problem. That's a problem. There's another problem that Raiv is masking on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon? Yochid the Rambam, what's that design you found? Why should the Rambam paskin like Reb Shimon?
Since the first line of Perek Dalet, Melchus Retzeir, Hashmirus Nefesh, Am Skaven La'ar, Gezel Har Gezel, Potem in Yishuz Bezin, etc. Amar Avram, Kerab Shimon Hu. They know Lachek Kerab Shimon. Why should the Rambam Paskin all of a sudden like that? So that's, they write in Tafsot. But then there's more. I want to give the background of this Tafsot, I'm going to get that. Then there's more. The Gemara continues here. The Gemara says,
Shimish
is doing. That's a different Rav Shimon. And then there were three Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So the case of Mishnah says you got to know, because he has a lot of kashas on Rambam, he had that in the third period, in the Zevorah. So the Gemara says, Komok, Mishnah, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishnah, Serenu, Allah, Kamar, except for Chusmi, Orb, and Sidim, Mariah, Chorinda, right? So then the Kesh Mishnah has kashas, there are Rambams with the Rambam Pasmas against Rav Shimon Gamliel with opinion quoted in the Mishnah. The Kesh Mishnah says, but you got to know there were three Rav Shimon and Gamliel. So Allah is only like one of them, so daf and this in history. So now which Tana is he carrying on a debate with to know which Rav Shimon Gamliel he's talking about? No, but this is Rav Shimon, this is Rav Shimon Baichai. This is a different Rav Shimon, not Rav Shimon and Gamliel. This is Rav Shimon Baichai. So here the Gemara raises another pasuk. And this machlek is Rav Shimon and the Rabbanim, and it's Kaveh Larg, Zeh Larg, Zeh Chayv HaPapa. So the Gemara says, well, there is a pasuk in Mishpatim, and I intest them in Aleph, six lines from the bottom, where it says Shmos Chaf Aleph in the Torah Or. So the pasuk speaks about Ki not to Hanoshim, the Nokhu Yisha Harua, or maybe still Yoladeha. The two people are fighting, and accidentally they push a pregnant woman, and she falls, and she loses her baby, she loses the woman. So the Pasuk says, the Nasan Bifliman, the one who is responsible for killing the Uber has to pay the Mevaladois. It says, Lebal Goisha, says you pay to the husband of the woman. The Gemara says, Bokam, it's not so. You pay to the father of the baby, who is not necessarily going to be the husband of the woman. The Gemara says, you pay to whoever is the father of the baby, you pay to the Mevaladois. So then it says, if the woman doesn't get killed, only the baby, the yotzu liyadeho, the baby gets killed. So it says, lo yasam, anish v'anish v'nasam v'flim. In basim yiyeh, if the woman gets killed, then you come live with the rabbinate, minasat nefesh tachas nefesh, since yichai nis is fulfilling the isha, so you don't come live with the rabbinate, so you don't have to pay the dmei v'lodos. So this pasuk teaches us many things. First of all, it teaches us the din of kamla b'dirabine. Secondly, it teaches us explicitly, harigat ta'uber is not chayiv nisa. That's what we have. The Gemara in the earlier parak, in Arba Nisas, had a whole sugya of dinim of b'nei noyach. So the Gemara said, regarding a ben noyach, an akum, shaharigat ta'uber, so the akum is chayiv nisa and killing an uber. How do you know that a goy, a nochri is chayiv nisa for abortion? So the Gemara says, yeah, what's the pasuk in Chumash Bereishis? Shafech dam ha'adam ba'adam dam ha'yishach. So the pasuk pshat is shafech dam ha'adam kama, if you kill a person, ba'adam dam ha'yishach, ba'adam means api edim, api zayon. And the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, shafech dam ha'adam ba'adam, if you kill a person who's inside another person, an uber, dam ha'yishach. So how did the Gemara know to restrict that pasuk that it only goes to Bnei Noach? How did the Gemara know? It's a Mishnah Nidu, that if you kill a Tinik, then you're an Echad, Yichayiv Nisa. The Mashmoyes of the Mishnah is that if you kill an Uber before he's born, he's not even a Tinik Ben Yomo, so then you're not Chayiv Nisa. How did the Tanoim know that? Maybe that pasuk, Shafer, Dam, Rodam, Rodam, Dam, Yishafer. True, it's at the end of Parshas Noach. No, it says enough. Yeah, but how do you know it's only to Bnei Noach Dachke? Maybe it applies even to Israel also. So the Achrenim. So the Neri says, and the Achrenim will say like that, from the Parsha of Megalodon. The Chumash says that there's only Kamei with the Rabbinate in Masim Yiyah, when it's happened, never stops now. If you kill the mother, then it's Kamei with the Rabbinate. But you kill the Uber, in Lo Yiyasim, if you didn't kill the mother, then Anish Yonash Kashi Yashahel, Babalisha, when Asim Lefluid. He makes the Chayvel pay with Megalodon. Why does he have to pay the Lodon? If he's Chayvel Nisa for killing an Uber, so let it also be Kamei with the Rabbinate. Let it also be Kamei with the Rabbinate. So you see from the pasuk they're killing an ufa, you're not chayimis. Okay. So you see from the pasuk they're in the din of company with the rabbi. You see from the pasuk they're killing an ufa, there's no chayimis. But then the Gemara says, you also see from the pasuk, this kavin laharagazeh laharagazeh is chayimisa. No. It says, the master yiyeh, if he killed his mother, also benasata nevishtavanash. But he wasn't out to hit the woman. It says, ki notzlam nashim. He's fighting, Reuben and Shimon are fighting with each other. We're not Kli Shahara. And then accidentally they bumped into the woman and she got killed. So how can you give an Einish Mises Bezen for killing the woman instead of a whole Kamla with the Rakmine? What kind of Einish Mises? But it was this Kavala Haragazer, Laharagazer. So the Gemara says, from this passage you see, this Kavala Haragazer, Laharagazer is Chayit, and we have to interpret Ki Notzlam Hashim that the Mitus. That's the Gemara's lashon. Amar Rabbi Lazar, the mitzus. Mitzus means fighting. Ki natzu anashim. The pasuk talks they're really fighting. They're out to kill each other. Ki natzu anashim means they're out to kill each other. They're not free shahara and they killed her mas and yeh. When that's hard to never stop them, this kam laragazer laharagazer is chayiv nisa. So the pasuk reads well according to the chachamim direction, who think who hold la lachem is kam laragazer laharagazer is chayiv nisa. But if you hold like Reb Shimon, it's Kav Laharagazer, Laharagazer, it's not Chayiv Nisa. So even if you interpret Ki Notzlo Anashim means the Mitzu Sheh the Mitzu, even if Reuben and Shimon are trying to kill each other, and then but not for Yishahara, that part was accidental. He's not aiming at the woman. So how can you interpret it? It's an Avera, but there's no Einish Nisa. So there's no Kamlev with the Rabbinic. So Frank Digimor, what kind of Kamlev with the Rabbinic? Ela, the Reb Shimon, 5 lines from the bottom, I'm buying Testament Olive. I have an Asatan Tavish Nevishtah. When Asatan Nevishtah is Nevish, my Obid lay. How does he read the Pasuk? And the Gemara of Mammon. That's where Rebbe says. The Tanya Rebbe, the second line from the top. The following brisa, the following famous brisa, Tana de Bechizkiya, the brisa that was from Chizkiya in Shiva. Everybody knows this. Taisa says, with such a famous brisa, it's quoted all over in the Gemara. The Gemara always quotes this to imply that's the halacha. Taisa says, the Ratanoim of Kamahu disagree, but that's not the accepted opinion. Those are disagree. This is the accepted opinion. Look how many places this is quoted. So we hear, Okay. But then the Gemara says, on Amud Beis, Omar Rava, the second line from the top. The following brisa, the following famous brisa, Tana de Bechizkiya, the brisa that was from Chizkiya in Shiva. Everybody knows this. Taisa says, with such a famous brisa, it's quoted all over in the Gemara. The Gemara always quotes this to imply that's the halacha. Taisa says, the Ratanoim of Bava Kama who disagree, but that's not the accepted opinion. Those are disagree. This is the accepted opinion. Look how many places it's quoted. So we hear, and it's accepted lahal. Tana de Chizkiya means, not only do you say, come maybe the admin, if Lamaisi, you're going to get the Einish Misa, what about this Manazeh that nobody gets any Einish Misa? What if it was Bishagig? What if it was Bali Hasroa? So you still say, come maybe the admin. Maybe Shagig, maybe Mason. So Rabbi makes a comment. Hi, the Tana de Bechizkiya, the following famous verse of Tana de Bechizkiya, Mafkim the Rebbe, or Mafkim the Rabbanon. It's in disagreement with what Rebbe just said, and it's a disagreement with what the Rabbanon said. Because the Braisu says that we apply Kamlev with the Rabbine by Miskavim Haragazeh Baharagazeh, even though there's no Einish Misa, because Miskavim Haragazeh Baharagazeh is Pata from Misa, but you still have to pay Mammon. So the Gemara says that Braisu is like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds Miskavim Haragazeh Baharagazeh is Pata from Misa. The Rabbanon holds Miskavim Haragazeh Baharagazeh is Chayiv Misa. So how can the Braisu apply Tana de Bechizkiya, even though you're not Chayiv Misa? You are Chayiv Misa. Then it's against Rebbe, because Rebbe is talking, Rebbe we just read on Amun Alf. It says, Ki not Zman Ashim, the Nisa Shem and Nisa Kosim Dab Rubin, if Shimon are out to kill each other. And then neither succeeded in killing each other.
They killed a third party. They killed a woman. So it says, when asata nefesh tachas nefesh. What does it mean? So like the rabbah and the rabbi shimon means you give the einish misa bezdin. Skafen haragazeh baharagazeh gets an einish misa. But according to rabbi shimon, it cannot mean misa because the skafen haragazeh baharagazeh is not chayv misa. When asata nefesh tachas nefesh means you pay mamon. But if you also talk about the bechiskiyah, so what do you pay mamon? He killed the shaykin. So it's not hard to say. He killed the shaykin. So that's what the Gemara says. On my rabbi, the second line from the top and on the base, the following famous brayse of Tana Bechizki that appears in so many different places in Shas that is accepted. Lalacha, even though there are panoim and disagree, but this is the accepted opinion, is the loike rabbanon or the loike rebbe. The loike rabbanon, because the Tana Bechizki is assuming by Niskav Larg, Zeba Harg, Zeba, that you're not chayli, so like Rav Shimon, but it doesn't go like rebbe either. The Tana of the Bechizki assumes that you're potter for a moment because he's still saying come maybe the rabbi. It's not good, that's what it says. You look in the Rambam, so the Rambam quotes Tana de Bechizki. Rambam here, they tell you where the Rambam quotes Tana de Bechizki. On the top of Ayin Tes on the base, by the letter base, in the Rambam, so they tell you where. But nonetheless, Perek Dalin Hilchas Chayvo Halacha Hei. In a few places the Rambam quotes, but in that specific Halacha, Perek Dalin Halacha Hei and Vav, the Rambam writes the following: Hanoigeh esha isha v'yotzu yiladeha u'meisa. If I cause the death of the baby and the death of the mother, so then he says, even though you killed a woman b'shegeh, and there's no einish misa b'toyal mamish, that's tam lebechiskim. So the din is lachila karkazim b'shegeh l'meizid, v'zav sheish achiv misas bezdin. The fortune and our tashlumin. It will be chayvi malchi is shogigin. That he did malach on yonta b'shogig. He chayla v'dam b'shogig. The chayvi malchi is shogigin. We say come live with the rabbi that malchus patas from mamon also. But if the malchus, the avera malchus, was dam b'shogig, that's the machleis that we have in shlokish and stupis and elu nairis. We pass in that tamu b'chizki only applies to nisa. Does not apply to malchus. The shlokish all. The malchus and nisa the same thing. The tamu b'chizki even applies to malchus. And the accepted opinion is like Rabbi Yechonah. That's also the Gemara. Whenever there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yechonah Shlokish, they voted in the later generations and they decided the din is always like Rabbi Yechonah except for three cases. That's the beginning of Perek HaChayles. And you run with only three cases where Shlokish wins against Rabbi Yechonah. There are more than three cases. But the Gemara says there are only three cases where we pass like the Shlokish against Rabbi Yechonah. So the Rambam says, Tana Dechiski only applies Chayv Yilisa Shegigin. If he did an Avera, which if he would have done it in Nisa, he would have been Chayv Nisa. If he would have done it in Mezen, he would have been Chayv Nisa, but he did it in Shoge. So that's Tana Bechizki. Fine. So then the Rambam says, in Halacha Vav, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, in Chayv Lamazik, Bamei Dvorim Amurim. When do we apply the Tana Bechizki only if he is Kabeh Bekim Le'ishra, but it was the Shoge of the Lihasra? But what if it would have been the Skadim Laragazeh Baharagazeh? He not so anoshim, like the Chumash says. He not so anoshim, Reuben and Shimon, Abimit, Shimonit, Akaz, Medabedeh. They want to kill each other. And then they accidentally kill the woman. It's the Skadim Laragazeh Baharagazeh. So the Rambam Pasuk in the first line in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Vetzela, the Rambam Pasuk is like Reb Shimon. The rabbi says, we don't know why. Why did he Pasuk like Reb Shimon? But the Rambam Pasuk is like Reb Shimon. The Skadim Laragazeh Baharagazeh is Potter. So what happens if Reuben and Shimon are trying to kill each other and then accidentally they kill Isha? The Skavlarg is there, is Potter from Misa, but would you have to pay this maybe Lodas or not? So you should say, come live with the Rabbani. That's Tana Bechizki. So the Rambam writes, no. But maybe Lodas and Amurim, the Shimon is Kavin La Isha. He intended to kill Isha, but it was B'Shemim. Or the Li Hasro of his man Hazeh, where you don't get the Yonish Misa, so you still say, come live with the Rabbani. Ablam is Kavin La Chaveiro. Nuts on Russian. Reuben and Shimon trying to kill each other. The dog of Hesalisha, Afal Pisha Nesa, Hoyo, the Henisa, Beloy Kavana. Since he killed the Beloy Kavana, Hareze Kedovish, Ingo, Mrs. Bezna, at all, on the Shalom de Mei, Beloy. So the writer says, what in the world is he talking about? What happened to Tana de Bechizkia? This is my father, I can't read the word yet. Amar Avraham, Loi Mechub Raham Nilsevit. First of all, he says, why does he pass from like Rav Shimon? We don't. That's the same Hasog in Perek Dalet, Nochus Vetzer. Why did he pass like Reb Shimon? We should know like Reb Shimon. And then he said, it's kasha number two. What happened to the Tana of Chizkiya? It should be the same as Tana of Chizkiya. No, it's okay. You look at the Rambam, that's what he says. He has the two kashas. He says, first of all, why did he pass from Reb Shimon? He should pass from like the Rabbanan. And secondly, why isn't this covered with Tana of Chizkiya? That's how Modman the Gemara says, Hi, Tana the Reb Chizkiya, Omar Rav. Here, the second line from the Tana. Tana the Reb Chizkiya is in contradiction to Rebbe. No, if the Rambam passed like Tana the Reb Chizkiya, so he shouldn't pass like Rebbe. The Rambam passes like Rebbe, and a sach and nefesh, tachas nefesh means mamma. But you do pay the mamma. Chayva lo mazi. Derek Dalit. Locha hey, and then he goes to locha vav. So the Rambam says, if niskave in lo isha of this shoye, and then he gives him, isha v'yotza yula deho umesa, the woman died. Afopishahoya show Greg in killing the woman. I raise the fatman atashlum if he doesn't pay. Megalod is aiming shalom klum. Shinemar, vechilakhtam in shayyim lamezit. That's Tama de Vechizkir. Vemedvar mamur malachavav. Vishiniskabim laha isha. Avalim niskabim laha veira venokafesu isha. Afopishahoya. If niskabim laragaz ever haragaz esther, you're potter. No. If you kill the shayyim, you're also potter. Niskabim laragaz ever haragaz esther. More potter. More potter. More potter than that case. You don't even apply to the Bechizkiya. Why? Apple fish and mesa, we shahoil the hemisa, beloi kavame. The other case was also beloi kavame. No, but this is kamla, it's more. I really think it's of a shame, on misa's bezin at all. No misa at all. On the shabbat, the maybe lot is. So the right it is. Omer Avron, loi mechub roham milsa, dike rab shimin azwa. Yom, this kamla, it's a bar, it's a potter, me miso, all right. Aber wie ihr gut verpasst geht haben der Beschiske da mal gelacht haben wir schon gegen mir sind ins kam schön ins kam hat der Mann und Potter Mann so what did he say all of a sudden all the there is kind I'm so kasche the Mann is against the Gemara the second line from the top of my test and the base says the Ferish hi Tanne der Beschiske machke mit der Rebbe machke mit der Rebbe machke mit der Rabban he says you're like Tanne Beschiske then you're not going to tell it's a kasche on the Ramah then the Rebbe has there's another kasche on the Ramah that's what That's where we're in the middle of a taisis, and where are we? We're on Ein Chesam and Al. Yeah, we left off in the middle of the sentence. The Gemara had a din of Kinesis Ha'avayim Kachnis Tashor, right? That was the first mission in Sanhedrin that day, but in order to administer Skila to Mishar and Niskal, Shahar and Sa'adam, in order to give Skila, you have to have a Desna of 23. Even if the Ominous is 3, but the Nefashis needs 23, and Kinesis Ha'avayim Kachnis Tashor, just like Mrs. Ha'odam, you need 23, so Mrs. Ha'shalotha needs 20. So everybody subscribes to that. That's a Mishnah, there's no machlokes. Everybody agrees. What does not apply? We had a Gemara before. There are Sora Chilukim, the Momenes, Linefashis. Here we had a Mishnah, Lamed Beis Amadal. There are some different that they have in common. Echad Dinim Momenes, Echad Dinim Fashis, Bedrish Lachakir Shinema, Mishpetech Vadir Lachem. That they have in common, that you need Drish Lachakir for the Eden. Nishpatech Yavachem compares Mamanis with Nefashis. However, there are Asara Chilukim, they Mamanis with Nefashis. Well, we don't apply Nishpatech Yavachem, we should have the same thing. What are the Asara Chilukim? So one difference is Mamanis is enough of Bezna 3 Nefashis, means Bezna 23. That's a formality. But then the other 9 differences between Mamanis and Nefashis are also formalities, but they're formalities that are based on the Yitzilo Ha'edon. The Dini Nefashis, Poschim Tchilo Lizkus. And Dini Nefashis, Hamalamit skusen echoizem alamit choizem. And if Yotzim in Bezin Zaka, Yem Azir Moser Lechoiz. Yotzim in Bezin Chai, Azir Moser Lechoiz. And what else? You mean Havon Asadvin. Yeah. A whole bunch of chilukim. So Tais respect for Akashe, but you just said, Nishpatechad Yolachet, that you make a Hashoy, you make a comparison to Imamus and Nefashis. How come all of a sudden it's 3 and 23 is based on Sukkim? It says the Pharisees, this is 3 and this is 23. That's a Pasuk. So you can't say Nishpatech Yolachet. But the other 9 differences, Poschim Luskus, why don't you say all of these dinim should apply to Mamanis as well? The Taisa says, no, that's all based on the Hitzi Lohoedo. You have to go be Mahatach Luskusar of the Nidam. In Mamanis, it's Reuben against Shimon. So you should be Mahatach Luskus. You can't say Poschim Luskus. It's not fair to him or it's not fair to him. So you can't take any sides. In the Foshas or Malkus, you're only judging one person, but it's Chai Misa, Chai Malkus. So you go Luskus all the time. So the Gemara says, and what about Shara Niskal? What if you're judging a case of a Shara Niskal?
So you need Bethesda 23. Can Nisa Bar Kach Nisa Shor? What about all the other, all about the other nine differences between Mamanus and Nefashim, Poskim and Schus? You have to tell the Shor. You have to tell the Shor. Look here, if you're innocent, don't be afraid. You will not be convicted. We never punished an innocent Shor. So obviously, you know. Hamalam and Schus ain't a Chazma al Chayva. So the Gemara says none of the dinim apply. The Gemara says all of the dinim only apply to Adam. That's a Lam and Gimel on this. The Gemara says none of the dinim apply to the Shor HaNiskal. Why? Because by the Shor HaNiskal, it doesn't make sense to say Kibis Labar Kavim Sarshu. That's an Indian of Hatzalah. But that has no Shaitas. Here, Tesis is discussing, Ayin Chesem and Aleph, Tesis is discussing with the Gemara. Which dinim makes sense to carry over Kibis Labar Kavim Sarshu, which not? So Tesis says, this din really doesn't make any sense. To carry over, if the Shor is a treifa, it should be potter, like if the other Mahorig is a treifa. He's potter, that makes sense. It's a Eidish Yati Ochlazimo. If the Egan would have killed them, they would have not been chai Misa. Is a treifa, not chai. So for attempted murder, you're going to be chai. So since the Edom who testify against the treifa is always Eidish Yati Ochlazimo, then that's why treifa Shalharag never gets an Eidish. But if the Shor is a treifa, then that doesn't make any sense. So that's why Rabbi is right. Rob also knows Kemisa Abadam Kafni Sasha, but he holds that this doesn't make any sense to apply the Kemisa Abadam Aliyah to say that the Shor is a treifa, he's also not a chet. They say, B'shor the Shayach, what are you going to say? Either she had Yochel Azim, and who'd made him, and Shalman Demei Asher treifa in the Bible. The last 2.5 lines in the Taisa. And nonetheless, we talk like Rav Ashi, that it does carry over. Dachman Pashtein. We'll see in a minute. So there, so Taisa quotes a Gemara from Baba Kama, Daf Mendalit on the day. The last taste is on Ayin Chesma, so the quote from Baba Kama, Reb Shimon's din, when the Skab and the Harag is there, the Harag is there, Machlek Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, and the Mishnah with all the Psukim, so if you should assume like Reb Shimon, the Psukim, the Orav Lo Kam Alav, that's by premeditated merit, that's by human being, by Reb Shimon. What about by the Shor? I know the Pharisee, the Shor is the Skab and the Harag is there, and accidentally Harag is there. So if you hold like Reb Shimon, that Adam, Shinskab and Harag is there, the Harag is there, is Pata from Nisa, would you apply that to the Shor also? So the Gemara says, yeah, Kemisa Safailim, Kach Nisa Shor. So Taisa says, so what do you see from the Gemara Baba Kama? That this Hekesh, Kemisa Abana Kach Nisa Shor, they're written in the Pasuk one next to the other. Asher Yisakel, the Gambol of Yumos. It means that you give Skila to the Shor in the same way, with the same conditions that you would give Nisa to the Bala Shor. If the Bala Shor was Mechai Nisa. So it's not that this Hekesh was only Niskabo when they get to Chav Yumos. It's not a Hekesh, ain't Hekesh Lamachsa. Once you have a Hekesh, goes all the way. So you shouldn't say that it's Hekesh, Kemisa Al-Malakas, Misa Shor, was only accepted, was only Nidrash, when it gave to one and only one thing, when it gave to Chav Yumos. The Adam, if he's a Treifa, he's not Chav Yumos because there's a problem, as I think a problem, maybe Eivish Yati Ochal Azimah. So Adar Abba Rabba makes sense. Rather the Rambam, on that Gemara, Baba Kama, that Tesis is quoting that Gemara to show that the Hekesh of Kemis Babalakach Nisav Shor is not restricted only to one din only. It's not limited only to the number of 23 Dayanim. It extends to anything that's meaningful, anything that's Shariah. So the Rambam Paskins against that. If you look, the Rambam Paskins, the Feirish, we read the Rambam, the first line in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Ratzeach, Hamiskavim, Hargazev, Hargazev, Fatim, and Nisav Bezim. That was the Rambam. And the same thing over here. He wrote, Niskabel Haragazeh Lahargazeh is more potter than Shoigeg. More potter than Shoigeg, and you don't even apply Tanu Bechizki. Against the Gemara on the top of Ayin Tes on the base. So here there's another Rambam. The Rambam in the Tzvietu. The Rambam quotes all of the Dinim of Shor Shaharagazeh Odom, that the Shor is Chayiv Nisa. That's in Perek Yud in this Gemara. That's how he starts off, Perek Yud Alochal. Shor Shaharagazeh Odom. Bechol mokum, bein gobel, bein cotton, bein neved, bein brinchor, nechatan, nechamud, arena niskon. And he keeps on giving you more and more details. Then the Rambam says, what about a shor shen is kab and mara gazer? Buhara gazer? So the Rambam writes that the shor is kaitin. Perek Yudin, this came moment, halacha teves. So what's the din? Shor shaharagas ha-behema is not kaivim. Shor shaharagas ha-nochri is not kindness. That's kinesis abana, not kinesis ashra. If I kill a day, if I kill a nofri, if I kill an uber, if I kill an atro, so the Mishnah says I'm not kayyid. Or in this common argus, hatrein of argus ha'adam, lovi kacham, argus ha'isro, the natal bar of bar kayyama, so the Mishnah says papa, so the Rambam calls from Baba Kahme that this Mishnah applies to the shore. Shor shahargus ha'beimu, shor shahargus ha'akum, shor shahargus ha'nefal potter, so shor shen is kavan largus ha'nefal b'har bar kayyama, is kavan largus ha'trefal b'har gus ha'sholein is potter. So they say, what do you mean potter? But this kavan largus ha'largus is always potter. The Gemara made a comment on this Mishnah. The last four lines that Ayin Chesan and they says, if you're scavin to Allah bar chiyuvah, you're scavin to kill a baim and you killed an adam, you potter. But if you're scavin to Reuben and you killed Shimon, the mashmah says that you're chayv. And then the Mishnah ends off the last two lines. Reb Shimon and Reuben is scavin to Hargazah, well, the potter. And the Rambam Pasuk is like Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says in Baba Kama and Daf Mem Dala, that was the Gemara that they should quote it earlier. The rest of Reb Shimon's Shita carries over to Shor also. But the Rambam Pasuk is against the Gemara Baba Kama also. He says, Ein habheimen is keles, im hemisa, or shor shargus avadam zolni chayim misa, ad she tiskavin lahazik lemish, vi chayev is obad skiva. Avo shor shahayim tiskavin largus havenu bahargus avadam, tiskavin lenochri, baharg ben yisrael, tiskavin lenefo, baharg bar kayom, apotam in amisa. That's this Mishnah. He carried over the Mishnah from Adam shaharag, to Zayim shaharag. But the Gemara says the Mishnah is the like Reb Shimon, and the Rama Pasma is like Reb Shimon. So that's what all the Nisei Kelim point out. The Rambam apparently thinks that the Lecha Mishnah points out that Skaven Lara Gazel Har Gazel Potter is only by Odom and not by Behemoth. It's against the Gemara and Baba Kama. The Rambam is against everything. What's going on here? The Rambam is contradicting the Gemara and Baba Kama and Dach Mem Dalit. But the Gemara says Kamis Abam Kafni Sashan Skaven Lara Gazel Har Gazel would be Potter by Shor also. And the Rambam says, "Niskaven lara gezev, ahar gezev by Adam, is not subject to Talmud Bechizkiya. It's a kilu. He didn't do anything. Nothing counts. And Yachayv to pay. He did the Mabel orders. That's against the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Haytan Bechizkiya Mavkim with the Rebbe. Mavkim the Rabban. The Gemara says that you would say, "Come live with the Rabban by Niskaven lara gezev, ahar gezev." So Bechreach, you have to say, along the lines of this Tosis, where Tosis was Ein Chesam and Al. This hekish of kemis v'abal kachmis ashor doesn't always apply 100% in all the cases. Like we had the Mishnah Lamed Bein. All the dinim of hatzolah do not apply to shor. The past Mishnah, right? What do you mean v'tzilarei the by shor? It's only by an adam. Or the same over here, rabba holds. Eidish yat yochal azima doesn't apply to the shor. It's eidish yat yochal azima. What's the problem? So there's certain cases where it just doesn't apply. So the Gemara in Bava Kama and then Dalit, as well as the Gemara here, Omar Rav on the top of Ayin Teres and Beis, these two Gemaras both hold that according to Reb Shimon, Kabbalah, Argazel, Argazel, Potter, Sapturaza. You have to have a mezid, and this is not enough mezid. So the Gemara says that Akol Panam Tam Bechizkiya, you still say, Kam Levi the Rabbi Ne. And the Gemara says, we carry it over to Shor. The Shor is only Chayim Nisa to kill the mezid. The shor kills b'shogeg is not chayv misa. So even the shor in his kavan l'argazel v'argazel also doesn't get an einish misa. The Rambam holds, I don't know where the Gemara is, the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that the Rambam pasuk is like Reb Shimon. That's a deep dark secret that we don't know. What prompted the Rambam? The pasuk like Reb Shimon we don't know, but the Rambam understood Reb Shimon differently from these Gemaras. The Rambam understands the word differently. That Reb Shimon shita was not a p'tur because it's not enough mezid. So what in premeditated murder, that when an Adam kills, that's called murder. When a Shor kills an Adam, that's Shor Shahargis Adam. It's not the same. So the Rambam holds in Skavan Laragazev, Haragazev, Potter, is but he says it's not a Ptur, that it's not enough felt and mazes. If it's just lacking in mazes, then he carried over to the Shor. He means Rabban Kathleen Tashor, and then you would still say, call him with the Rabbani. The Rambam holds no. If it's miskaven l'argazev v'hargazev, b'chalal it's not called murder. It's the whole verse of murder doesn't apply. But by shor shahar, it's not a called murder. It's not called premeditated murder. It's a shor shahar v'sodom. That's why the Rambam holds that the hekish of kemis abal kafis ashor cannot apply to Reb Shimon Shita. It just has no shachet. You can't extend it to the shore. And by odom gufe, by the miskaven l'argazev v'hargazev, it's not that it's a p'tur because b'im shegig. Because it's b'shegeg, it's also b'shegeg, even though he was in Kavan l'Hargas Reuven, l'Hargas Shimon, it's still called b'shegeg. No, it's not a word b'shegeg. If it would have been b'shegeg, you would apply some of the Mechizkim. He says it's more than the shayger. Kilo, he didn't do anything. Kilo, ain't shrum chiyav nisa at all. Okay. So it's a local word in Hilchos Ratzeach. That Adam Shaharges Adam is a word of premeditated murder. I don't know exactly how you formulate it. This is Ritzvicha, and Shor Shaharges is not called Ritzvicha. So Shor Shaharges Adam, it's a different Ritz. So the Rambam holds that the word of Rav Shimon is Kabbal Argazev is not called Ritzvicha at all. It's not called Ritzvicha at all. You can't apply Tom the Berchit. And it doesn't carry over to Shor. Right, what prompted the Rambam to shine? What prompted the Rambam to pass like Rav Shimon? The Isra is good. Because this is such a famous brisa, Tanu the Bechizkiya, that Taisa says, all over Shas, they quote this brisa, and it's assumed that that's the din. And part of Tanu the Bechizkiya is Kavan HaRagazev, HaRagazev is part of the prompt. So maybe because this brisa, this famous brisa, sides with Rav Shimon. So that's what prompted the Rambam to pass like Rav Shimon. Could be. So here, Daphne Taka Fashtein. So Lamaskana though we pass from like Rav Ashi, I feel a short tray from Namisha Horag is also possible. Why can we say Baruch Atni Tashon? It doesn't make any sense. Why? Tosfos says it's a kasha. It has no shankas. So if you look in the Rambam when he quotes that din short tray for Shahorag Nami Potter, where is that? Yud and Chof. Perik Yud and Niske Maman Allah Zayin. Perik Yud and Niske Maman is all the dinim of a Shor Shahorag Adam. Shor shehu treifa shaharagas hanefesh o shehoi hashor shal odam treifa, the owner is treifa, that didn't even Rav agree, both Rav and Rav Ashi agreed. He passed like Rav Ashi and like Rav, einan miskal shenembe begam bol of yumas, kemis abal kapnis hashor, and now goes the punchline. The kevin shebailot kemeis heim chashuvin, the ein srichen nisto, harei zeh pata. Ooh! So the Rambam says, once you get to the last line, the unjust assure it, Rav Ashi, once you get to the last line, it's we learned little enough red that we learned everything wrong. We started off the Gemara that there is a concept of Gavak Tila. And Gavak Tila applies Mishin Big Medina and Isla, and then the mother Gavak Tila, Boba Machteris is a Gavak Tila, and then the Trefa is a Gavak Tila, and then we get to what? The Yisrei Gavak Tila, most of the Dinam and Kavatar Kula, there's no Dinam Gavak Tila, he's only Kimmy. So what about a Trefa Shahara? Shevichol is Mahal Shabbos. Is it Shabbat to give him an Einu Shemiz Bezim? It's a Gavak Tila. How can you give an Einu Shemiz Bezim considered a Gavak Tila? So the whole discussion began that you don't say Gavak Tila to say that it's not Shabbat to administer Mises Bezim. The assumption was he can give a Mises Bezim. Atreif is Shaharag is Eidish Yotel HaHazim. I'd like to give you. It's Harag Bishnei Bezim, so it's like Teshmik Bezim Maria said, then you do give the Einu Shemiz Bezim. Fine. That's what you learn until you get to the last line. Once you get to the last line, the halach is like Rav Ashi. And Rav Ashi says, a short trade for Shahara is also putter. How can it be? What is a short trade for Shahara? What is he putter? So Taisus says that Rav also believes in Kemisa Baal Kafnit Hashar, but not going to get it to this bit, because it just doesn't make any sense. In fact, it doesn't make any sense. What shot in Rav Ashi? Said the Rambam has to make some sense out of it. Rambam says, Rav Ashi holds that there is another din in Gavrik Tila. The Rabbi Soloveitchik has on the Rambam at Perek Beis in Hilchos Ratzeach. He has an essay that just bekiyas. That's not his style. Usually Rabbi Soloveitchik has some analysis. He just has a bekiyas. He goes through Shas to try to collect all the Mar Mekoros, all the Mekoros in Halacha. But Gavak Tila is a concept that's relevant to Halacha. So he quotes from Erechin, and he quotes from a few Gemaras of Sanhedrin, and Baba Kam a little bit. So here's another Gemara. The Rambam holds that once you get to Rav Ashi, the reason why a treifa doesn't get einish nisim bezin is kemeisu, ain't tzricha nisa. What shach to administer einish nisim bezin is not because of einish yatir chaladim. If the reason why treifa shaharak doesn't get nisim bezin is because of the side problem of einish yatir chaladim, if that doesn't apply to say to the shor kemisa baal kach nisa shor, then Rabbi would be right. The word is Rav Ashi is mechadesh that the gavrak tila doesn't lend itself, if he's a Gavak Tila, it's not Shabbat to give Mises Bezin. So there is that from Pashtin, so why is Harag Bishnei Bezin different? Before we understood, when we started last week, we thought we understood everything. It was easy. A Dreyfus Shaharag is the problem of Eidish Yiyat Yochel Azimah, because there's no Eidus. but harig the b'nei bezdin. So you say, like a shmei gedar the meriah, you don't need eidus. The riyas bezdin can substitute for the kabbalah seder because it's better. Riyas bezdin is better than riyas seder if they tell us of it. Like a shmei gedar the meriah. The shmei from the riyah of the eidim is not better. But once the Rambam gets to the maskanas of Gemara, that a trefa is a garak tila, and you just can't administer beneath the bezdin of garak tila. So what did he give? And the Rambam quotes that then also. Harik b'tnei bezdin. We do give the Yonish mitzvah bezdin. Yeah, but we pointed out last week that the Gemara says, Shenema har, dichsiv v'biyarta harom ikribecha. So we had a problem last week that we matted zicham. We had a hard time. So he said a suggestion last week with the Megillah's Titus. The problem was, why did the Gemara need a pasuk of v'biyarta harom ikribecha? Without the pasuk, it works very well. The whole chistar of trefa is then it's he's the Eidus Yachyach of Azima, so it's Harik Bifnei Bezin, like the Shmik Delim, there's no problem of Eidus. So the good, so let the Bezin give the Eidus Shmik Bezin. What do you need a Pasuk to be out there on the Kebel? So we gave a suggestion last week, we gave a Yishu. Once you get to the Maskana of Rav Ashi, it happens that that's Rava speaking. Rava doesn't agree with Rav Ashi. But once you get to Rav Ashi, then we understand very well why you need a pasuk. Because if the trefa is a gabrik tilo, and the shor is also not a gabrik tilo, a shor tilo, and an our gabrik tilo and a shor tilo is not shaykh to administer misa bezin, so why is harak bifnei bezin? So the Rambam says that's a yoritzim in aklal. It doesn't make any sense. Harak bifnei bezin, you should not give misa bezin. He doesn't lend himself to misa bezin. He's a gabrik tilo. It's a new dim. We don't want to have the guy running around killing people. So we have one way to take care of these chevre is machnis also the kippah. That's the Mishnah later on. That's the Mishnah. Hurry here, pay Aleph Omid Beris, the middle Mishnah. The middle Mishnah, the second Mishnah. Hurry, Mephish Shalai B'Eidim. We know a person is guilty of murder, but there is a loophole, there is a legal loophole. If the Shaygit remains in Basra, there's always a terrorist, why we can't get him. So the Mishnah says, so we'll starve him out to death. We'll lock him up in a prison and let him die. We won't give him any food. Give him a little food. He should die in a bekavod digafesh. You don't let him die from outright starvation. Oh, it's worse. Worse, okay. The Gemara says, the most is Rasha Roa. Give him a mitzvah mishum. Okay. Yeah. So there is a way to get rid of the people. So the Gemara has here's another way. If he's Harik Bifnei, there is din. So there's a din of Aviyarta Rami Kebrecha, means it's in Gantan, not Oynish Mrs. Bevin. Not the way we suggest this week should really be. Loite Shmir Belemir, the answer is no. The way Rav Ashi holds, once you get to the Maskana, that a trefa is a Gavik Tilo, you can't administer any Mrs. Bevin. This Aviyarta Rami Kebrecha is Makamir Mshishalayim and Adin. It's not the regular din. And that's perhaps why when the Rambam quotes the din of a short trefa of Shaharak, short trefa of Shaharak, he doesn't write Tim Harak Bifnei Bezdin Manishim also. So the writer is Masik on the Rambam. Yeah, that Rambam is in Perik Yud. In this game moment, Halacha Zayin. Shor Trefa Shargat HaNefesh. Or Shor Shalotim Trefa. Eben Nisko just quotes Rav and he quotes Rav Ashi. So the writer is Masik. Hey, he forgot to mention that if Harak Bifnei Bezdin, then you do get. So they all say, what are you talking about? The whole word, the whole difference between Harak Bifnei Bezdin and Harak Bifnei Bezdin is there is Harik Shalai Bifnei Bezin, Tedish Shat Yochel Azim, Harik Bifnei Bezin, you don't need Eidus because like they Shmig Delamir. But by the Shor it's anyway, a Shor trade for Shara. The Bala Shor is a trade for. What kind of Eidus Shat Yochel Azim is it? So it doesn't make a difference whether it's Bifnei Bezin or Shalai Bifnei Bezin. The word is the Rambam said the word. Kim Shabolu Kenei Sem Chashuv Ein Tzrich Emisa. He's a Gavrak Tilo. So what's the difference Bifnei Bezin? Aye, but the Gemara said, but the Rambam does quote it, Bifnei Bezin, Shor Bifnei Bezin. Yeah, that's the Yatar Mikavech, that's by human beings, not by them. By them, go shecht it. Shecht the animal. That's the case of Mishnah, so the Magi Mishnah. Magi Mishnah says, go shecht the animal. If you fight for it, you'll solve your problem. But if it's a human being, you can't just get rid of him like that. So once in a while we have a case, sometimes we'll bump him off with the Machmiz Mosulikis. And sometimes this will be. Yatar Mikavech, but if there's Machmiz, she's showing me Adin in this fashion. It's a whole, the Rambam learns. The Rambam seems to learn that once you get to the Maskana, everything has to be relearned all over again. It's based on the Hekesh of Kemisus Abayim, Kachmisa Shor. Well, the whole concept that an Adam treifa is a gavra ktila, that we know by Adam. By shor, do we have such? Do we have any halachas that a shor is a gavra ktila? Do you have anything? Yeah, but this whole word that a person who is a treifa is a gavra ktila, you only find it by Adam. You never find it by behem. He's mechadish that the concept of gavra ktila carries over to animals also, based on kamis babal and kamis roshor. Okay, we left out another Gemara. Oh, next week, but we never will learn some more. So next week we'll have to continue about Zoymane Zoymane. There's a Rashi with a Harifas on the Gemara. We'll have to take a look. Okay. Usually there's not a flaw. I mean, he thought that this was one Avodah Zarah. He deems this Avodah Zarah. Came out to be a different Avodah Zarah. Shabbos, sometimes it'll be misafik, sometimes not. Let's say he wanted to pluck off an apple and he plucked off a pear, so that's a special din on misafik by Shabbos because of lack of malach mashav sasutur. Especially because there's a different scene in the apple and the pear. Some people will enjoy apples, some people enjoy pears. It's different. But let's say two apples, he wants to pull off an apple from his tree, pulled off an apple from the neighbor's tree, or he wants to pull an apple from the neighbor's tree, and he pulled off from his own tree. So that's niskaven lachta, but it's all the same thing, it's all apples. So that is not called a two mistakes, it's only if it's a difference. If these are apples and these are pears, that's a major difference. Chal Shabbos, any Avera, yeah. That's what you see from the Rambam, yeah. And this we said, we read about the Meraglim. So they sound like such terrible people. So there's this famous mimer from the Sfasemis. The Sfasemis, I think, quotes from the Zohar, that they were really Niskaven and Shem Shemayim. The Medrash says, the Gemara has Lenitna Taralel Olech Lehamon. If you have to work for a living, How can you be matzliach on learning? If the mom comes down from heaven and you can relax and you have all day long, you have no dagas afanos, no problems, everything goes to gishmit. So then shachtus is going to turn. People of this, people parnasa, because of parnasa, people do all kinds of averes. You have to give in to the boss and you have to compromise. You have to do a lot of things because of parnasa. There's no dagas afanos. Life is very easy. So that's what they didn't want. They foresaw. You're going to make a Medina, it's going to be a Medina, the Gala Medina. You're going to have a government, you're going to have farmers, and you're going to have lawyers and doctors and Indian chiefs and everything going to be regular, like any Medina. So they said that this is all going to be Gashmias, it's all going to be Yetzirah, it's all going to be problems. And they wanted everything to stay on the level of the Ruchnias, because level the way it was in the Midbar for 40 years. That was the same shadow that came up when the Yidden were in Golos for 2,000 years. It was a punishment in Hashemayim, the punishment sent us into Golos. So then the Rebbe Shlom gives an opportunity to come to Eretz Yisrael to make a Yiddish Medina. What kind of Medina is going to be? It's going to be with a lot of gashmis, with a lot of machlokes, and a lot of chilonim, and then not chilonim, anti-religious. That's what a Medina is all about, unfortunately. That's every Medina is like that. You have to fight with people, you have to do a lot of things. So there was only people who wanted dafke, the abnormal way of living, the Einish of Golos. People wanted to remain in Golos. In Mitzrayim is also an Einish. According to the Imam Mitzrayim, Golos Mitzrayim is also an Einish. But to want it, and the Klal Yisrael existed with Nisim and the Flores. And the Midbar, it's also not ideal. In one sense it was ideal, Nitin Tarla Achlema, and that one sense is Gevalt. But to want to remain, to lead a life of Golos, the life of Bnei Yisrael and Golos is a Mamish Lamayla Menateva. It's a nest that we survived all the years of the Golos. Gemara says, one sheep with the 70 wolves. It's a nest min Hashemayim that Bnei Yisrael survived through all of the years ago. So to want to keep on living with Nisan rather than to live with Derech HaTeva, that's not what the Rebbe Shlomo wants. He wants we should make a Medina and live and have farmers and make a parnas. Everything should be normal.